Welcome to the Next Step Fantasy Football Podcast, where we help you take the next step in your fantasy journey. Here's your host, Jake.
Welcome back. How are we doing, everybody? My name is Jake. I'm once again joined by my friend, Jordan. Jordan, how are you doing?
Wonderful. Good to be back. I feel like we've just been out of sync, missing each other.
I know.
It's good to see you, boys.
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's too long. 2 weeks too long.
2 weeks too long. And we're also joined by the myth, the legend himself, Adam, the coach. How are you?
Great, boys. Glad to be back. Happy to be back. Cold out there for golf practice, but loving every minute about it.
It's a blistering 60 degrees here in Wisco. Apologize for missing last week, boys. That was my fault. Oh, just sinus infections, man. I just can't kick them. Now, if you're a long-time listener, you'll know that I only recently discovered you need antibiotics for sinus infections. They won't just go away. So I was ready, but I was not in a position to do it. We got a whole bunch of people in the chat. John's here. Eric's here. Joey says we're here. We are a week away from the real draft, which is true. We will be there. We'll talk more about that later. And Don said, work's crazy busy. I need that trip to Detroit. He's also going to be there. So that'll be exciting.
I love it.
Jordan, Adam, do you guys want to do the news first? Or I have a trivia question for you.
Let's trivia question.
Yeah,
come on.
All right. Pretty easy. One question. I don't think you're going to get it initially. So think about it throughout the episode. If you're on YouTube, throw some guesses in there. No cheating. No looking it up.
Don't cheat.
We know who you are.
We know everybody in here. Don't cheat. No one likes that. Maybe, and if someone legitimately guesses it, we'll send you a Next Step sticker. All right. Jordan's like, great, another stamp.
This is perfect. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a show. We're entering into Next Step swag. So we got Adam. If you're looking at Adam now, he's got a nice quarter zip. Obviously, I got my crew neck here.
I have a nice summer T-shirt.
Attaboy.
Yep, not telling stickers. You. Next Step stickers and. Recently, Next Step stationery. So look
stationery.
Out. You might get a postcard from me. Yeah.
I didn't even know you got stationery.
That's why I had to show it off. Very exciting stuff. So anyway.
He wrote a very nice message on mine. So.
Yeah. Sent it to Adam.
Did you send me one?
A nice message. No, of course not.
Okay, that's great. I'll probably be doing T-shirts here soon. So keep an eye out for
So slowly that. But surely, we're entering into swag there.
Adam, you still there?
I'm here.
Adam is located in his school, and when he doesn't move, his lights will go out. We all remember that from when we were younger.
Oh, my God.
All right, boys.
Anyway, sorry. Trivia, Jake.
For some trivia. Here is your question. Sorry, Joey says postcards. We're talking about postcards? Yes, we are. In fact, we sent one out to a listener a little bit ago. Maybe you'll get one. Who knows? Here's your trivia question. There has been one receiver to ever catch 100 passes for three different teams. Who is that receiver? That is your question.
Terrell Owens.
All right, so that's a good guess. That's wrong. Yeah, I mean, he obviously did it for the Cowboys. He did it for the Eagles, right? And I guess Niners would have been a good guess, right? So, but no, that is incorrect. So... instead of just sitting here in silence while you think, why don't we move on? Think about it. I give you guys, not that you need my permission, but I give you guys full permission in the middle of this. If you have a guess, throw it out there.
Randy Moss.
That is incorrect. No. Adam's pulling out a pen.
It's time to start writing. Okay. We'll just do one a little bit.
Keep it moving. Yeah.
Adam, lead me in. I got some things to talk about.
Jordan, with... the news.
Thank you, sir. As always.
As always.
Hot off the press, actually, like 3 minutes ago, just as we were getting prepped, news broke. J.K. Dobbins signing with the Chargers. So obviously Austin Eckler out of L.A. and is in Washington now. So bringing in J.K. Dobbins to fill that void. Guys,
bummer. That's my thought. Anyone who had any, especially dynasties, anyone who was holding any Gus Edwards was like, this is it. So they literally just brought over the Ravens.
Ravens back.
I wonder if Gus Edwards got there and was like, you should sign him. I swear his knee is fine. And Harbaugh's like, all right.
All right, yeah, because that seems like a Jim Harbaugh move there.
Yeah. Pretty, I mean, we're talking what, running back threes right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm drafting over him. I think that's the thing. Don't assume that Dobbins will be the guy over Edwards, because that's how it was initially in Baltimore, right? Mm-hmm. Edwards was the guy signed a month and a half ago. So,
right.
You know, it'll be interesting to kind of, that'll be fun to see, you know, like preseason. Right, who gets the first carry? Who's first out? Carries. You know,
Jake. So. Modern player, by the way, for this guy.
Modern. What'd you say?
Modern or old player for this guy?
Give me a decade.
2000 to 2010.
2000s and up. Yep. Okay.
All right. Other news. It looks like T. Higgins gonna stay with the Bengals. They franchise tagged him. So. Or I shouldn't say stay. It looks like he's going to play on the tag for the Bengals. That's significant. There's usually some franchise tagging drama, right? If you remember last year, players who were going to sit out, all that kind of stuff before they got deals. So it looks like T. Higgins will play for the Bengals. So just a little bit of stability, I think, out of T. Higgins going into next year.
That's good. We want that. That's helpful for everyone.
Agreed. Other news, Rashee Rice, so the wide receiver for the Chargers, facing 8 different charges in Texas, status completely unknown for the start of the season. So obviously he's got to resolve his legal issues before the NFL usually rules any sort of suspension or punishment there, but not what you want to hear.
For the Chiefs.
What did I say?
Chargers.
Oh, we were talking about the Chargers. The Chiefs. We're out of practice, Jake. See, that's what happens when we miss a week. For the Chiefs. Yeah, so Rashee Rice for the Chiefs. So status is unknown. We don't have any information about that, but about what that looks like. But definitely something to keep an eye on going into next season, because it kind of seems like he was the clear-cut number one at the end of the year.
I don't know what's wrong with people. It's like, oh, I got to the NFL. Now it's time to drive 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
How many times?
Imagine drafting or trading for guys that do that in like almost back-to-back years.
In the home league, your boy Adam did that.
Would ever do that.
Oh, that's fun.
Let me interrupt you quick, Jordan. We got some guesses in the chat. Antonio Bryant, I'm assuming you mean Brown. That's a no. Dez, no. Keyshawn Johnson, no.
And oh, someone else guessed Randy Moss, like me.
Yes.
That's wrong. Says Jake. Sorry. All right, last thing I'll say. Justin Jefferson, Cortland Sutton, CeeDee Lamb all sitting out right now waiting for new deals. I'm sure that will all get resolved, but it's worth calling out as we – there's always contract drama that rolls into the start of the season that we got to keep our eyes on.
For sure.
That's it.
All right.
That's Jordan with the news.
That's been Jordan with the news.
Wow, that was nice. I like that. Before we get into the second half of these draft, Adam, I see you're writing things down. Do you have any guesses?
You know, I was going to throw a flyer for Jerry Rice, but I think he only got like close to 100 with the Seahawks after the Niners, so.
Yeah, I don't think he even got close.
Not even close.
Seahawks. Yeah.
Both the Raiders.
I don't know. I don't have Jerry. I can look up Jerry Rice while you keep guessing.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. He wasn't him.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't him. So. All right. All right, guys. So going back 2 weeks, I wish I had it up here. I don't. It's posted all over our chat. I should mention now is a great time. We have partnered with a website where you can kind of see all sorts of fantasy stuff there. It's called idpcenter.com. You can see our first half of the mock draft on there. Takes you right to the video. Really cool stuff, especially if you're looking for fantasy leagues that have to do with defensive players as well. Not typically stuff we deal with, but really cool. I mean, they got a lot of different guys doing stuff over there. They have a trade calculator, all sorts of stuff. So also go over there, idpcenter.com. Go check it out. Helps us, helps them, just helps everyone all around. So go there, check out, you'll hit what's new, the what's new tab. Scroll down a little, you'll see part one of this. And then we'll be on part two right now. So we're starting with picks 17 and 18. Jordan, I can't read, so I'm going to need your help a little here if you want to pull it up. We are on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, so just a reminder, what we did is everyone, we kind of put a call out to the whole Next Step Fantasy Football podcast community on Facebook. Everyone sort of signed up for their team. So everyone picked the team, and then they made the pick for that team. little, and so people were picking who they would like to be. I was fun because a lot of people pick their like hometown teams or the teams they root for, right? And they pick the people that they like. So last week or 2 weeks ago, we did 1 through 16. So now we're going to do the last half here. So we're starting with the Jaguars at 17. And at 17, they're taking Byron Murphy. So well, I'll read the little blurb. So Daniel says, cornerback is a priority position, but the Jags aren't going to pass up on Murphy. Jags just like good defensive lineman, good value pick at pick 17. And I agree. I think he's the best interior defensive lineman in this draft. He falls to the late teens. Someone's going to snatch him up. If it's not the Jags, it would be someone else.
Yeah, and Daniel D, an OG friend of the show. So good to see him in
OG. Yeah, he's all right. Let's relax. He's a good friend of ours, so it's nice of him to jump in here. Yeah, it's a good pick. I mean, it's one of those. Do you well, last year they took Trayvon Walker, you know, because they just inked Josh Allen again, or to a big thing. I think it's not a need, right? It's not a need, but it's just one of those. Like, it's a good value. Take it. It's like when it's not the same, but it's like how the Eagles took Jalen Carter last year. It wasn't a need at the time. But it was just a good value, so they took him. Some guesses, Chris Carter, Lavernius Coles, which is a good guess. That is incorrect. and then, Adam, why don't you do 18? No, Jordan, you do 18 because it was your pick.
Oh, 18, my pick, yes. Yeah. Yeah, so I had the Bengals at 18, and they take Talese
Fuaga.
Fuaga. Perfect. And basically, for me, I can read what I said, but the reasons for this pick is simple. You got to keep Joe Burrow healthy. Protect him at all costs. He's had two seasons now that he's been injured. When he's healthy, he can take you to the Super Bowl. It just he is the X factor on your team. You got to do whatever he takes. And in this case, when we're looking at how the draft fell, this is actually one of the top offensive linemen that's been drafted in this mock. So I like that the Bengals kind of get their pick here and can protect Joe Burrow.
You have to keep him up.
Yeah. Yeah. If he's scrambling in the pocket and run for his life, it's going to be a short career for Joey Burrow.
It's been, I would argue it's been a bit disappointing. Yeah. I mean,
I know how you feel about Joe Burrow.
Okay. All right. I did come around to Joe Burrow and then he went and immediately broke my heart. So maybe for all of your guys' sake, I will sit there and say, no, I don't like Joe Burrow this week. All right, let's keep it going. So at 19, we had another what?
What? I just thought I'd be up here. I just thought I'd be up.
What do you mean?
It's okay. Go ahead.
No, do you have something you want to say?
Well, I was going to guess Keenan McCardell, but you know, it is what it is.
That's. Incorrect. That's incorrect. Yeah. So at 19, we got Michael W. taking Xavier Worthy, a receiver out of Texas. Can you ever have enough speed? Worthy ran the fastest 40 time in combine history at a 4.21. The Rams add another weapon for Stafford and McVay.
I don't like it.
All right. Tell us why.
Well, they got your boy, Cooper Kupp. They got Puka Nacua. Just another guy, another mouth to feed for Stafford. You know, let him be with his boys. Let him cook with who he's got. But, I mean, I honestly wouldn't be disappointed if I were Stafford. But we've seen speed guys come into the draft, the combine, and they light it up with the 40 time. John Ross, anyone remember him? The third. I'm not going to hype this guy up because I'm just not a big fan of speed anymore because it's very hard to judge how they'll do in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's a little early.
I agree. It is a little early. I think someone will take him in the top 20 because of the speed. Like, when did John Ross go? Like 9 or something, right?
Yeah,
like he was in the top 10, and it was all just because of that 40 time. So I think someone will do that. Obviously, the new kick return rules make this a little bit interesting too. Like, you want someone fast, so maybe there's a special teams upside there. I think someone will take him. I don't know if it'll be the Rams. They have a lot of other needs. Aaron Donald retired. I'm sure they'll try and fill it.
Just so you know, Adam, Jerry Rice had a grand spanking total of 25 receptions for the Seattle Seahawks. Well, also, your boy John did get it right in the chat. I don't know if either of you saw it, though. Did you?
No.
Is it Anquan Boldin?
Let's keep it a boys. And in the chat, let's keep it a secret for the boys here in the
Lee Evans.
Is it Anquan Boldin?
It is not Anquan Boldin. It is not Lee Evans.
What about Brandon Marshall?
It is Brandon Marshall.
It is.
It is Brandon Marshall.
Ah,
yes.
Bears, Broncos, Dolphins.
Now, can you tell me who he did it for?
Bears, Broncos, Dolphins.
Jets. No, he did it for the Jets.
He did it for the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Jets, well, Jets, Broncos. Bears, Broncos.
Brandon Marshall, after being in the league for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, his year 10 year, he had 109 receptions for 1,500 yards.
Wow.
Just went crazy.
Do you remember my stat that I said a bunch last season when I was like, no wide receiver over this age has gotten 1,500 yards? Brandon Marshall is the exception to that.
Yeah,
he is the only one that ended up doing it.
And then just for fun, can you guys name all the teams he's been on? He's been on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Any of them repeats? No repeats.
No repeats. He didn't go back to a team.
Broncos, Bears, Dolphins, Jets.
That, okay. Yep.
Those are the ones I know.
You're missing 2 100-yard seasons.
I won't get them.
Oh, he was on the Bears?
Yep. That's what we said, yeah.
Oh, Bears, I missed that. I'm sorry. Bears, say it again.
Broncos, Bears, Broncos, Dolphins, Jets.
Yeah, and then he was on Seattle.
Oh, okay.
His last year, and on the Giants for a year, if you remember how that terrible debacle.
Interesting.
Wow. Interesting. So nice job. John also hit it, got it right. So,
attaboy.
And he said, Adam, how could you not know you'd know that?
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
We're going to pick 20, made by Zach P., a friend Boo. Of the show. Boo. Yes. Troy Fautanu, tackle from Washington. He says, the Steelers wanted to get one of these top tackles to solidify their line. When Wilson is inevitably benched, they will need to see what they can get out of Fields. So Fautanu helps with that.
And keeps him upright. Yeah, Listen, they don't know what they're doing at quarterback, right? No. So, I mean, I guess you could say they're investing a little in Fields. They probably are going to give him a shot, right?
Probably.
And the best thing you can do is give him an offensive line. So, I'm all about it. Plus, if you strike out and they both suck, well, then you got a good tackle for your next guy who's going to be next year.
Yeah, I think they take wide receiver.
You do?
Yeah. They traded away Deontay Johnson. I bet they
currently have Pickens and...
Pat Freiermuth?
Is it really? Who is their running back or wide receiver two right now? I'm trying to think. Is it Kelvin Austin?
If we ever get Pat Freiermuth on the show, I'm going to tell him what he is.
Oh yeah? Relax. If we get Pat Freiermuth on here?
Tell him what he is, yep. Jake, since you're good at names, take the next one.
Excuse me. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Tuberculosis. No. What?
Take the next pick.
She had not a chance.
Van Jefferson is.
Oh, they got Van Jefferson.
They have George Pickens and Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin.
I think they probably sign a veteran. Still, a Tyler Boyd there would be fantastic.
Yeah,
Tyler Boyd. Yeah,
book it.
You that what?
The Steelers draft wide receiver
in the first round.
In the first round.
All right.
Wow. Put it in there. All right.
That's such a weak book it, though, because it's like, I got it wrong. So with 21, Jesse's in here. He takes, let's go.
He goes by Johnny Newton.
Okay.
Johnny Newton. Don't fail. Is that really what he goes by?
Yes.
Don't fail, Jake.
Yep, Johnny Newton. With the loss of Christian Wilkins, Johnny Newton would be a great young talent to come in and possibly step in to start day one. And that's exactly it. Wilkins went to the Raiders for just ungodly amounts of money. You get a guy that could step in and fill that role. Probably not to the same ability, but nonetheless, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. He just fills it, and that's exactly what you want. Allow me to do number 22 as well, because the Eagles are up, and they go ahead, and Luke Z has them taking Brock Bowers.
Friend of the show.
Let me read his blurb, and then we can talk a little about that. He said, another top talent slipping to Philadelphia. Bowers is a solid rookie, a solid blocker, and amazing after the catch. He will be Jalen Hurts' security blanket for years to come. So I talked to Luke, and his thought was, Dallas Goedert, they can get out of that contract next year. Mm-hmm. And he would immediately fill that role probably a little better. My other thought, though, is there's not a chance he is here.
No. No. Yeah, I would argue that Brock Bowers and the next guy are going to be gone by the time 22 and 23 roll around.
I think if it's my mock, I think he goes to the Jets. Like, I think he goes top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a lot of the mocks, that seems where he ends up. And I saw, like, some news that, like, Brock Bowers has been into the Jets facility, you know, like, he met Aaron Rodgers. Like, I think there's something there if he's sitting there at 10. But if he's sitting at 22, you know, Eagles never going to pass up the best prospect from Georgia. Not a chance. No. They'll draft him 10 times out of 10. So, I see 22. He won't slip.
For what we're doing, you know, he's there, then yes.
Won't slip past the Eagles. Yeah.
Yep. So we can book it. He won't slip past the Eagles. He won't slip past the Eagles, yeah. All right, 23. Jordan, why don't you go ahead and do this one?
All right, we got Jared Verse. He is the edge out of Florida State. Joey says, Hunter left in free agency. The Vikings desperately need to replace his pass rush. Verse would be his solid athleticism and a high motor. He's a bit undersized, but Brian Flores will find ways to utilize his quickness and get to the quarterback. I think that's super important in that. sorry, Adam. For those of you who are listening, Adam just keeps getting the light shut off on him. But as I was saying, I think Caleb Williams, assuming he goes to Chicago, obviously the Lions and Jared Goff, they have a high flying kind of pass attack there. Jordan Love has shown that he's a good quarterback. You got to get some extra pass rush in that division when you play six of your games against them.
Adam, do you have anything to say on this?
No, like I said, I think he won't be there, but I mean, if he falls that far, perfect pick.
I don't think the Vikings will pick here is my guess though. Cause I think we all agree that if we're betting the house, they're using this pick, their other pick to move up to take a quarterback.
Right.
This is a little bit of a tangent, but I was watching some mock draft coverage.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And there is reports out there that the Giants want a quarterback. So the Giants are trying to move up to Arizona spot at 4. Hmm. The Giants can offer a better pick still in the top 10 that the Vikings cannot offer, right? So they have a more attractive Cardinals trade down and they can still get a wide receiver versus like trading to 11 and taking.
Would they give up Marvin Harrison though?
But if they could get Malik Nabers?
Yeah. And more picks later?
I would just take Harrison and be done with it.
Yeah. Well, it's the Cardinals. You never know.
I wouldn't.
You know?
I really wouldn't. I don't think the gap. I think there's a massive gap between Harrison, Nabers, and you might put Odunze in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think people do, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Between those two and then somewhere Odunze, right? And then there's a pretty good gap. I don't think the gap's very big between Nabers and Harrison. I really don't.
Okay.
Yeah. But
the problem is the Chargers at 5 would probably take one of them.
Right.
Yeah. And they make the decision for you then. Like, you don't need to, you can pick whoever you want then.
But you don't want them to take it.
If you're sitting at 4, if you're the Cardinals at 4, and you get offered these two first round picks from the Vikings have, or you get offered pick 7 or whatever the Giants have and their next year first, like, what are you doing? You're taking the 7 and the next year first.
Well, it depends. If you're moving up to 4, the Vikings are offering these two and next year's. You'd have to offer 3.
Yeah. So anyway, moral of the story is it looks like the Giants could offer something better to the Cardinals at 4, which means they might be looking at a quarterback here at 23.
Right. Yeah.
They might get Bo Nix here at 23 or Michael Penix or something like that. So anyway,
it's a lot more likely for Bo Nix to go in this range, right? This 15 to 25 range.
Than what we had.
Speaking of picks that are a little out there right now, Brent B with the boys. Cowboys takes Jonathan Brooks, who's a running back out of Texas. He says, although this may be high to take a running back, Brooks has all around talent is what makes up for it. The Cowboys do not have a running back one on their roster right now. Go ahead, boys.
I don't hate it. And
I hate it.
They got to fill the shoes of their legend, Tony Pollard. So, I mean, they got to do it somehow.
The GOAT.
So you know, I think he'd do just as good as Tony Pollard if they picked a running back here with Cooper. I don't see it happening, but it could happen. Crazier things have happened.
It's just that you could get him in the second round.
Or the third. Like, or the third. Is late.
This running back crop is not the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the best, but, you know, if the Cowboys take a running back, that is going to be probably running back one in all in fantasy, or rookie running back one in fantasy, right? Mm, so yeah. Who cares if they take him in the third round if he's the guy who's going to be getting touches, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, he could go to the Cowboys, or the Cowboys could take someone else at in the second round or the third round, and, like, you want whoever that is. Mm. But I don't think there's any competition. If you let Jonathan Brooks slip out of the first, there's no competition. You could trade up to someone in the mid-seconds and take him. Yeah.
All right, 25, your America's team.
Allow me, please.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
For America's team, the Packers, taking Cooper DeJean out of the most stagnant offensive college program ever, Iowa University.
Good thing he's a defensive player.
Ooh, good.
Sure. He accounted for probably a certain percentage that's insanely high of their points. And he is the champion for white cornerbacks everywhere. DeJean has great speed and tremendous ball skills, says Zach B. He may be the perfect fit for new defensive coordinator Jeff Halfley's system. The Packers are thrilled to take maybe the top corner in this draft. I would disagree with that, but what a champion for a position like that.
Huh? We should not have let you make this pick. What an embarrassment. You can't say that.
Boo you. Jeez. Hey, Jordan, can you put a beep over that?
Mercy me.
Oh my gosh.
I'll talk to the intern. Yeah.
We need like a fourth person who's in this recording who just has like a dump button.
Listen,
season four sound effects board. I love it. Yeah. Jim.
Boys. Listen, I'm just speaking facts. We don't see a lot of them. Right?
You're gonna double down.
What am I doing?
About the pick. About the pick. I would love it.
Oh my God.
I want him so bad as a Packer fan. So, you know, there's reports if they're looking at him as more of a corner or a safety, it doesn't matter. The Packers need both of them.
Yeah.
And he would immediately be a starter, especially in Jeff Halfley's system. You have McKinney as the top or the one safety high, which is kind of what they do. And you put him at corner or slot corner and safety, put him down in the box. Dude's a baller. I would love it. I don't know if he'll be here. That's the problem.
Good special teams guy, too.
And a great special teams guy as well.
I think that's going to be a little underrated trait going into this draft because of the new like kickoff rules. I believe special teams is kind of sneaky. Like everyone's got to retool their special teams.
Joey throws out a pretty good comparison here. He said Cooper DeJean isn't a true cornerback, but he plays more like Antoine Winfield Jr., that safety slot corner down in the box. And I would have loved some Antoine Winfield. So, who wants to talk about Don's,
I'm all over it. We got Leatu Latu, edge rusher out of UCLA. Interestingly enough, I was doing a little digging. He was like, played for Washington, and they like medically retired him because of neck injuries. Yep. And then he transferred to UCLA and had two healthy seasons, and now he's going to be a first-round pick. So it seems like health, not an issue, but he says Latu has ideal size, quickness, and instinct for the position. He has excellent feel for where offensive tackles are and adjusts accordingly. So that's Don who says that Don's hometown team there of the Tampa Bay Bucks. So that would be exciting, I think, for them. They re-signed like Mike Evans and stuff. So I think some of those skill positions are not the best, I think, are not the biggest need. I just wish they would get an offensive lineman to help their run game.
I agree.
Because it's just so sad.
I just don't know if Rashad White's the guy.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I think they believe in him. I think we as fantasy guys want to believe in him. But this is year three of this, and I've yet to, like, for year one, he was a pain in Leonard Fournette's side, right? And last year he hadn't showed flashes, right? But fantasy-wise, probably disappointing. And then we'll see this year, and they haven't really helped in any front there. So,
right.
I don't know. I mean, I like the pick. I like the player. I would probably agree, though. Would rather have seen an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Don says he is the guy. He was just short of 1,000 yards. Neat. Yeah, he was short.
600 attempts.
Yeah. I'm like 1,200 attempts.
Yeah, man.
All right. Speaking of linemen, why don't you talk about Jackson Powers Johnson going to the Cardinals, Adam?
All right. Jackson Powers Johnson could play guard or center. The Cardinals are in severe need of a versatile player on the interior part of the offensive line. JPJ offers that positional flexibility. That was Joey. Just coming in here hot with a lot of takes. That's good, Joey. Thank you. And again, I mean, Kyler Murray, one of those guys you'd like to see more production from. Had a lot of ups and downs in his career so far. He's young yet. Give him some help on the O-line.
Yeah, I would have liked this pick for the Bucks, right? Yeah. Just an interior guy who can play, you know. I mean, he looks more of a guard, right? But in a pinch, or if you need him to, he could slide over and play center. Packers, right? Like Elgin Jenkins can go anywhere on the line, and that's so helpful. Like, it's so good. So having a guy that could do that on the interior line, at least, sign me up, right? And plus, they've clearly shown that they are going to go in on Kyler. So you get him a receiver, you get him a lineman. I'm happy if I'm him.
Yeah, you're definitely showing that confidence, which was shaky. I mean, for the last 2 years, I feel like Kyler's seat has not been safe. And no. So to really double down and say, no, you're our guy. Here is a top flight receiver. Here is offensive lineman, investing in that. I wouldn't be surprised if they take someone on the, you know, a pass rush with this pick, but
yeah,
right. You know, we'll see how that goes. Or maybe they have multiple picks in the first round if they trade that four.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they switch with the Vikings or something. And they're just,
jeez, he switched with the Vikings and you have three in the last.
That's just, yeah. Well, they need it. I mean, they desperately need it.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we got Brian Thomas Jr. going at 28 overall. He's the wide receiver out of LSU going to the Buffalo Bills. So Jesse says, with the departure of Stephon Diggs, this is a no-brainer. Thomas has loads of talent and his size and playmaking ability that got overshadowed by Malik Nabers. But he'll shine in the Buffalo offense. This, to me, is slam dunk. No matter what, the Bills are taking the next best wide receiver on the board.
Whoever that may be.
It doesn't matter who it is. Whoever they have him ranked, they just like check him off, and then it gets to them. That's the person they have to take.
Yeah.
Well, what I think is crazy about the Bills, someone said, and it might have been one of their coaches or players, said, you know, our window's not closed. We are wide open for business with the Super Bowl. I'm like, how? I mean, I don't understand how.
Because you have the quarterback. That's why.
I get that, but he needs help.
He needs help. He needs help bad. You know, you got James Cook who played pretty well last year, right? I don't know if I'm a full James Cook guy, but that's like all they have. Like, that's it. Fantasy wise, Brian Thomas Jr. here, like, he might push for a guy going in the later first round could push, depending on ADP, those other guys who all went in the top 10. So, Jordan, you want to do 29?
Yeah, sorry. I was looking. Who even they have as their number one? Curtis Samuel?
Curtis Samuel, yeah.
Khalil Shakir? Mac Hollins?
Oh, Mac Hollins.
Big names there in Buffalo. Lots of competition for targets, you know? anyway, number 29, we have Darius Robinson, edge out of Missouri, going to the Lions. Brian says the Lions spent the offseason upgrading their secondary. They look to build in the trenches and get the SEC standout, Darius Robinson, who will fit perfectly opposite of Hutchinson in a new pack and in packages with new signing Marcus Davenport. I love this. I think the Lions offense is great. Mm-hmm. And they are keeping a lot of their pieces intact, obviously, right? They have Jared Goff, Amara St. Brown. David Montgomery was excellent.
Yeah.
So just adding some more on the defensive end. They could be pushing for a Super Bowl, as much as that's weird to say, just like they were last year.
Yep. You can book it. The Lions will be back in the NFC Championship game.
Write it down.
All right. Stand by. Move on to the next one while I write this book it down.
You bet. I like that pick. All right. The Ravens take Wade McKinstry. Cornerback out of Alabama. Very highly rated guy. The Ravens picked the physical cornerback out of the Alabama tree, I guess, is not what exactly he said, that thrived in one-on-one coverage. He has great physical hands and gets into you on the line of scrimmage. He is not afraid to cover the best receivers. That is from Alfred J. Thank you for that pick. Again, the Ravens, one of those teams that always are so close to the Super Bowl, but gets stuck in a rut in the divisional round. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if Kool-Aid McKinstry picked off Mahomes in the divisional round this year, ending the three-peat attempt by the Chiefs.
Care to book that?
Yeah, care to book that. That is very specific.
Some very specific stuff.
I mean, it'd be great if that was in the NFL script, but here we are.
You haven't got the script yet?
No.
That's May. You get it in May. Yeah. I like this pick. It's right where he should go, I think. But definitely a playmaker, right? Just one of those guys that could just really make a difference, right? I think you could see linemen here again, just kind of helping him out. But yeah, it's a good pick. I mean, I like the pick here. I think that that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Wow, we really, really in depth detail on that one.
Yeah, geez, Jake.
There was some geez.
Good analysis.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I like the pick.
It's very good.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to let it slide. But
Jordan, why don't you do this? Because then I did 32. So,
all right. Tyler Guyton is the tackle at Oklahoma, going number 31 to the San Francisco 49ers. So Luke Z says, Guyton has all the traits to be a dominant tackle in the NFL. He's a mountain of a man and one of the most athletic tackles in the draft. I love that. He could be a day one starter at guard or right tackle before being Trent Williams' long-term replacement. I'm all about young, cheap offensive lines. I think it's underrated in how it helps like fantasy skill positions is having strong offensive lines. It's like how Adam feels about coaching, you know, to help the fantasy. Like if they have a good coach, you can have good fantasy production. I feel that way about offensive lines. And I think that the 49ers having a strong offensive line will help people like Christian McCaffrey be running back one again. Well, guys like Debo, George Kittle, you know, Ayuk, anyone else who's there catching a ball. So I like that.
Especially when they're built like a mountain of a man.
I mean, it's underrated when you can draft a rookie, start him at right tackle, and then in a year or two, switch him over to left tackle. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they would do with him here.
Right.
Yeah, love a good lineman that can move to switch positions, right? And then wrapping us off, your Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. I went ahead and took what?
No, you keep going. I was just rolling my eyes because you had to introduce them like that.
That's who they are.
Okay.
It's not my fault, but the Broncos are
just
terrible.
It's just facts, Adam.
Yeah, it's not. Oh,
what are you doing?
Enjoy the. Oh my God! All right, I took Ladd McConkey. First of all, great name. Just a fantastic name. Not that that matters, but great name. Wide receiver out of Georgia. I like this pick because he is a player who's polished. I wrote the Chiefs snag wide receiver who is one of the most polished, game-ready targets in the class. He's not sexy, right? I think of like Hunter Renfro. Not sexy, right? But a guy who can come in, he's not going to drop passes. He's going to just be a possession receiver who is consistently there for Patrick Mahomes, which is exactly what he needs. Marquise Brown, never been known for his sure hands, right? They just got rid of MVS. Rashid Rice, who knows what the heck's happened in there.
How ironic that this pick makes sense with Rashid Rice going through what he's going
through. Mahomes to McConkey, touchdown. Just think of that. It's such a good idea.
Man, the State Farm commercials are going to be out of this world. Jeez.
And he's just... I think it's just. Oh no, his lights turned off.
What perfect timing!
I think it's a good pick.
I completely agree with you, and I think that this pick keeps looking better and better. I've seen some mocks where he goes even higher, which is like surprising. I think so. I think there's a lot of people a lot of GMs who have him, you know, up in their first round.
Depending on where he goes, right? I think we could be talking a year or two from now about Ladd McConkey being one of these top receivers, maybe outproducing some of these guys who went a lot higher. Just because
I don't know about that, but I do like the Hunter Renfro comp. Like that,
he's just a bigger
player.
Like, he's just like, you know how when you play Madden, it's just like a possession guy. He's like Jordy Nelson. That's what I think of. Never the fastest, never the tallest, never the best jumper.
Book it. Ladd McConkey will have at least 7 touchdowns this year.
Oh, okay. Joey said McConkey is a
mid. What if he doesn't go to the Chiefs? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
7 picks.
Joey says McConkey is a mid second round draft pick. So I've seen him go higher than this. I've seen him go right in the middle of the second round, right? So that's why I figured smash him right in the middle, which is at pick 32 to the Chiefs. Well, there you have it, guys. That is the community mock draft. First of all, thank you for participating in this. It was
thank
fun.
You, everybody.
Yeah,
it was great. A really good time. Next week, we're going to unveil, make it sound like it's more of a bigger deal than it is. But we're going to do one more mock, and we're going to be a lot quicker with it, guys, because we're going to do Adam, Jordan, and I, our official Next Step Fantasy Football mock draft. We'll be doing that Wednesday night, same time. Because, and then hopefully we'll get to bed early. Because why, Jordan?
Because the next morning we're going to Detroit.
The next morning we'll be in Detroit. So keep, we'll plug this a little bit more next week, but keep an eye out on, I know in the intro and the outro they talk about it, but on Facebook, on YouTube, on the TikTok. If you're on the TikTok, it's Next Step Fantasy TikTok. Pod.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I'm old, because I'm 30, and I don't like doing that. We're going to be talking to random fans. It's going to be a really good time. If you're going to be there, let us know. We'll have something for you. But until then, Adam, Jordan, is there anything that you would like to say?
Go Broncos, go Irish, go Twins, go Tigers, baby. And also, can you bring a cardboard cutout of me and just hold it on a stick at Detroit?
I will not. Jordan, do you have anything to say?
That's a great idea. I'll talk to the interns.
Okay,
perfect. I think we can do something like that. Yeah.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Thanks for listening to the Next Step Fantasy Football Podcast. Follow and subscribe on Facebook and YouTube at the Next Step Fantasy Football Podcast.